This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, you have done it. You have arrived at hump day. So put a smile on your face. The week is already more than halfway over. And it's going to be an amazing night tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to discuss something that sounds so James Bondish, I can't even take it. Counterintelligence. Doesn't that sound good? I should have gone into counterintelligence, Chris. I would have been great at it. I'm not even sure totally what it means, but I'd be awesome. What, Chris? No, I didn't almost get picked for counterintelligence. That was intelligence. That's another story, Chris. Whatever. That's another story. I'm going to talk about a concern I have right now about the presidential race. More specifically, a concern I have with the system because I see things are going well. It feels like it's going well. We'll talk about that. People paying their power bills or not paying their power bills. Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang, continues to take over American cities. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to talk first about something. And I realize I'm about to talk about something that I'm going to tell you I'm not going to talk about. So I don't know whether that makes me a liar or a hypocrite, but I need to explain something because the show is growing, and obviously we're thrilled about that. But what that means is we have a lot of new listeners to the show. So I need to explain. I know there was a shooting today. I know there was a school shooting today. I do not do, have never done, and will never do mass shooting radio. Even if it happens while we're on the air, I may mention it because I don't want you to be out of the news. If it's something major drops like that, I don't want you to have to change the channel or be out of the news. So I may mention it, but I don't sit down ever and break down mass shootings. I don't politicize them. I don't believe in it. I believe it is an evil thing to do. And I need to explain why before I get to what they're doing about today, but I need to explain why for those who are new listeners. There is a time for everything, as the Bible tells us. Contrary to what your feminized pastor in skinny jeans has told you, did you know there's actually a time for war? There's a time for peace. There's a time for love. There's a time for hate. These are things that are written in the Bible. Did you know this? There's a time for everything. Different times require different things. And do you know, have you ever read or watched documentaries on the various ways, the completely different ways, different societies throughout history have had funeral services? Some it's crazy. Some it's cool. You know, Vikings will put you on a boat and light the boat on fire. Granted, it's not that great for the people that burn to death with the carcass, but you know what I mean. And sometimes it's that. Sometimes in our culture, it's very common to take the dead body and bury it. Maybe even cremation. Egyptian culture, they're mummifying things. And in culture after culture, tribe after tribe throughout history, there is a mourning process. Whatever that process may be. Maybe you wear all black for a week. Maybe everyone in your family does. Maybe this is more of an Irish thing. And again, I'm a Kelly, so I'm more familiar with this. Maybe it's a huge rager at your wake. Maybe it's beer and whiskey and fun. Everyone does it different. But the point is, everyone does it. Why? Why is that a thing at all? Because mourning something terrible, mourning a loss, is a necessary part of the human condition. You were built to need a mourning process in the wake of terrible things happening. So when something horrible happens, a mass shooting, a landslide, a boat wrecks, I don't know, I don't care what it is. When something terrible happens and there's a loss of life, coming together with other people and just being sad together is important. It's not like a ridiculous side thing. It's important. It's part of how you heal. It's part of how we heal as a society. When there's a loss in your neighborhood, in your family, it's important to be there for someone. Maybe being there means you're making a casserole and bringing it over. Maybe it means you're bringing him a beer. Maybe it means you're just sitting there quietly. Maybe it means you're coming together and you're praying and being sad and crying. But even that is beneficial. The mourning process, there is a time for it. It's important to mourn. And when something awful happens, like kids dying, you tear a society apart if you deny them the mourning process by politicizing it. I hate Barack Obama for many, many reasons, but I have said many times, and I'll say it again, the worst thing he did, of all the things he's done, the absolute worst thing he did is he is the Democrat who mainstreamed the idea that you should grab guns and politicize every mass shooting. That is not something that was common before Barack Obama. Republicans didn't do it. Democrats didn't do it. Now, no matter what, they all do it. Every single Democrat in the country does it. Every media apparatchik does it. This is, we've gotten so used to it. We're so conditioned to this that we don't even really digest how evil and demonic and despicable it is for the White House to come out when kids have just died and do this.
We continue to call on Congress to do something. To do something. We need universal background checks. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Require safe storage of firearms. Invest in violence prevention programs and pass a national red flag law. Enough is enough. And I cannot say this enough, which is enough is enough. We cannot allow this to happen in our communities.
That is so profoundly evil. Because you know, I know, you're not stupid. Corinne Diversity Hire Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, these people are not torn up in some way about a school shooting. A school shooting is simply an opportunity. Everything for these people is an opportunity to move the ball forward for all their commie dreams. And once they started doing that, now that that is just the norm in this country, it has denied this country the ability to come together. A huge part of why we are so divided is because this is how communists operate no matter what happens. Now, they'll do this for hurricanes. A hurricane could wipe out 5,000 people. They'll run to the camera in a heartbeat and blame your SUV for it. Everything for them is an opportunity. Instead of just being sad, you know what you should hear from the president in the wake of a mass shooting? It should be 30 seconds of the president stepping up to the microphone and saying, "We are praying for these families. We hope the community can come together, support each other, pray for each other. I, the president of the United States of America, I will be praying for you. When I feel the time is appropriate, I will reach out to the families to give them my best. But I just want to encourage every American today, come together with your neighbor, no matter the party, no matter the religion, no matter the race, come together with your neighbor and pray and mourn and be sad. It is a terrible day and I'm sad. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America." That should be the only thing you ever hear from a politician when children have just died. Instead, you get this filth.
"We continue to call on Congress to do something. To do something."
And it is tearing this country apart. And of course, that's the intention, right? That's why they do it. The destruction is intentional. And that is why I do not politicize mass shootings. Pray for those families. They are gutted beyond belief right now. Say a prayer, mourn a bit. Now let's move on and do some other things, shall we? And I will keep my eyes open for any kind of support, way you can support, maybe even financially support. I don't know of anything yet. If there's something that can be done for the families in the wake of this and I find out about it and I verify that it's legitimate, I will pass that along. I don't know anything right now. Just say a prayer, all right? And that, look, that's part of the reason I talk to you so often about Tunnel to Towers as well. It's a support system for people who've had that knock at the door. Everyone with a loved one, a husband, a wife, a child, a mother, a father, it goes through their head that, what if I get that knock at the door and I find out dad's never coming home? Mom's never coming home again. Tunnel to Towers is a support system. Families who go through that, they lean on. They're for Gold Star families and fallen first responder families. If dad's a cop and he gets ambushed by Tren de Aragua in New York City, well, who's there for his widow and child? Tunnel to Towers is helping. That's where your money goes. I just want you to know that. And unlike so many of these other companies, they don't take your money and run. 95 cents, more than 95 cents of every dollar goes right to its programs. That's unheard of. $11 a month is what they ask for. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I almost forgot. I have a couple guests I need to announce. So next hour, I was talking about counterintelligence at the opening of the show. Next hour, we have this former spook who's going to join the show, J. Michael Waller. and he's going to talk about counterintelligence. How do we counter all these chi-coms infiltrating our politics? So that'll be fun. Final hour, we have Daniel Turner. I know it's a weird two guest day. We have Daniel Turner coming on. There's information out there about power bills. Why is power so expensive? I want to dig into some things with him, but let's set that aside because I feel good and terrible about the same thing. That ever happened to you? The same thing I feel great about and I feel terrible about. So let me just go ahead and tell you what that thing is. It feels like Trump is winning. Momentum is one of those things that really nobody can define it. Nobody has ever come up with a solid way to create it or stop it. You know it exists. It's true. It's real. I still can't explain it. Anyone who watches sports knows it. Anyone who watches sports knows it. Everybody's watched their team come from behind, and even when they're still down, you can feel it. Oh, man, we're going to come back. Or, even worse, everyone's watched their team blow a big lead, and even before they've lost the lead, you can feel it coming, and you're nervous. And why are you nervous? You're ahead, but you can feel the momentum, and you know everything's going against you. Right now, it feels like all the momentum is on Trump's side. Why would I be afraid of that? Well, I'll get to that in just a moment. But that's how it feels. It feels like it's Trump's. I'm looking at a headline here. Trump outperforming his 2020 support among Hispanics who even prefer him over immigration. Here's another headline. Donald Trump narrowly leads Harris in Michigan. Donald Trump probably should not be leading Harris at all in Michigan. It's thought of as a purple state. It's really not anymore. It's probably a blue state. Looks like he's at least going to be competitive there. Remember, Michigan will be, no matter what happens, Michigan will be more blue this November than Pennsylvania. And if Trump wins Pennsylvania and sweeps the Sun Belt, he doesn't even need Michigan. He can sweep the Sun Belt, win Michigan, and he's win Pennsylvania, and he's president again. All the momentum feels like it's going his way. And it feels like the system knows it. I'll get to that point part in a moment. But like here, dear basketball's most graceful loser, being in California, I'm surprisingly seeing a swing in local support for Trump, or at least people are brave enough to voice against Biden-Harris. This guy even says it too. Seems like the momentum's in our favor for once, but I'm paranoid. Talking politics with family gives me hope. I feel the sudden rise won't be enough. What say you? Says you're my favorite journalist author on the air. What, Chris? It says his name is Mark. Okay, I feel it too. And then let's talk about the debate, though. I'll get to the negative part of this, but let's talk about the debate. September 10th is the debate next week. Did you watch Dome's interview when she sat down with Dana Bash on CNN? Remember her, Tim Walz, they sat down. It's their first and only interview they've done. They sat down with Dana Bash and had this softball interview. I'm not going to play the audio because I don't care about that. That's not my point. You'd have to see what I'm talking about to know it. So if you're not looking at anything right now, just allow me to explain. Dome brought notes. Now, this was the softball interview of the year. Dana Bash is a communist. She wanted Dome to look good. And Dome sat down with notes, talking points. And if you're watching the interview, you will see her several times after being asked a softball question that she definitely had leaked to her ahead of time. As she's speaking, she's looking down, reading her answer from the notes she brought. If you're watching on the simulcast, remember, you can watch me do this show on the first TV, you can watch me do the radio show. This is what it looked like. She's sitting there the whole time, and she's giving her answers like this, and her face, her eyes are very clearly down on the desk as she reads the answer. Dome doesn't know anything about anything, and she knows she doesn't know anything about anything. So she had to read the answers on a softball interview? Well, September 10th is not very far away. 6 days. Dome has to get on stage on ABC with no notes. No notes are allowed. And they are cutting off the microphones. Remember, she is trying to pull every string to get those mics turned back on so Trump can interrupt her. But if the mics stay off, then Trump can't interrupt her, and she has no notes. Not only is all the momentum with Trump now, on September 11th, the likely scenario is we're all waking up talking about the bloodbath of Trump crushing Harris on national television. Sounds good, right? It's encouraging. I'm encouraged too. But it's also very bad and very scary. And I will explain why in a moment. Before I do that, you better get your mind right for this next conversation. And your mind can't possibly be right if your T levels are low, gentlemen. That's why you're weak and scared. I'm kidding. You're not weak and scared. But is your mood down a lot? Just, I'm really asking you. Are you down inexplicably sometimes? Just sitting around and all of a sudden you're just low. You understand that that could very well be testosterone. You need testosterone to feel good. Your mind needs it. I don't care your age. T levels are dropping and dropping quickly in this society. You have to fight against that without sticking a needle in your arm. That's what a male vitality stack from Chalk is all about. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, promo code Jesse. Go get your stack, and we'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. All right, so I just was going over, in case you're just now joining us, it feels like, just how it feels to me, it feels like all the momentum is with Trump, and it feels like Harris is sliding backwards, losing ground. It's how it feels. And now we have the debate coming. This debate is a very big deal. It's September 10th, ABC. It's a very big deal because Dome is going to have to perform in a way she can't. She just doesn't have the skill set. She can't speak about issues intelligently. She has to read things or she has to do the you go girl, yes queen thing of I'm speaking. And she's not going to have that opportunity because the mics will be muted. She is up there like a baby deer trying to take its first steps on the ice. What if Trump shows up at that debate, disciplined like he was at the last time, on message, makes everything immigration, inflation. What if he stays on message and she looks like a lost puppy up there? And that is the likely outcome from that debate. Well, that's good, isn't it? It's good. It should be good. Why would I be worried about that? Well, do you remember what happened the day after the Joe Biden debate? I mean, forget the day after. The night of the Trump-Biden debate, when Trump got up there and finally all the norms found out that this guy's been half dead for 4 years. The night of the debate, there was widespread panic in the system. They were calling for Joe Biden to step down that night. I never do this anymore. I stayed up till midnight that night with my wife. Why? What were we doing? Was it a rager? No. I couldn't turn off CNN. Watching the commies cry and weep and gnash their teeth, it was a eulogy for Joe Biden that night. The system, it went into panic mode. And what happened after that? About 5 minutes later, Joe Biden steps down. Joe Biden gets pushed out by the system. The system will do dramatic, drastic things in order to maintain the power structure the way they have it right now. What happens on September 11th, the day after the debate, if the system wakes up and Kamala Harris, who's already sliding backwards in the polls, what if she got up on that stage and pooped her pants the way Joe Biden did? Do you think the system is going to give up? Shrug its shoulders? Oh, well, hey, we gave it a shot. Or do you think these people who've convinced themselves and every Democrat in the country that Trump will end democracy or whatever stupid new thing they're saying now, do you think the people who run things are going to go all in with a different way to stop the election of Donald Trump? Well, you'd be naive if you thought they were going to just let this go. They're going to go all in. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. Donald Trump has a sentencing hearing on September 18th in New York. I do not anticipate him being sent to jail unless they want to kill him. Then they might send him to jail. Okay, so what if they just put him under house arrest? A possibility. What if they choose not to certify the election? Do you think Democrats are like Republicans? Republicans would never, ever in a million years take that step. Democrats wouldn't hesitate to take that step. After all, when you're stopping Hitler, when you're saving democracy, you can break every law, break every norm. They've been doing it. My gosh, Jamie Raskin, we played it for you a million times. He practically said that's what they intend to do.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
Do you think the Democrats in Congress would have the tiniest hesitation to decertify the election they lost? That's something they could do. Oh, and there's another thing they could do. I'll get to the worst thing. The Biden administration has just announced a major effort. What's that effort about? This.
This is being described by our sources as a whole of government action designed to target Russian propaganda and disinformation aimed at interfering in the 2024 election. It is said to include sanctions by the Treasury Department, law enforcement action by the Justice Department, and one of the focuses is on RT, formerly known as Russia Today, that network of Russian government-funded English language websites and television platforms that was flagged all the way back in 2017 by the U.S. intelligence community as a vehicle for Russian disinformation and election interference. And at that time, the Justice Department required RT to register as a foreign agent. It remains to be seen exactly what actions the U.S.
Does it sound like they're paving the way to claim once again that Trump was a Russian agent, that Russia colluded to elect Donald Trump? Do I need to remind you they did that after 2016? CNN, they just rehired somebody. Who'd they rehire? Brian Stelter. Why would you hire that talentless potato? Why would you hire him when his ratings were so bad he got fired the last time? Well, Brian Stelter did have a specialty, and his specialty was falsely reporting on Russian collusion. Maybe the system is intending to not allow Trump to be president by accusing him of being a Putin puppet again. And all these were the nice things they might be planning. They're planning something. If it's September 11th and Dome embarrassed herself on ABC, I promise you they're going to plan something. Did you hear Josh Hawley on Fox?
Most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a two-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The President of the United States, former President of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They only got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
You're saying, and if we're to believe that there's this big Iranian threat, that this is coming down the pike.
The federal government, who has been charged with protecting Donald Trump's life, they rolled out a bunch of paper pushers at Homeland Security after a two-hour webinar to, quote, protect him last time. And if he doesn't turn his head to look at an immigration poster, his brains are being scraped off the stage in Pennsylvania. What if the system wakes up on September 11th and decides, well, it's time to pull out all the stops? I am encouraged by the momentum, and I want you to be encouraged by it. But I am also worried what very evil people might do if they think the show is about to end. Something to think about. All right, we're moving on. Let's do some emails. I want to do some emails. I also want to do this. I want your dog to live for years longer than it would right now. If you are feeding your dog food every meal, then your dog will die sooner than it should die. That's just, look, it's human nature. It's the nature of life. I shouldn't say human nature. It's basic biology. You need things. Living things need things. You need vitamins and minerals and things like that. Your body needs those things. Your dog does too. And your dog never gets those things from its dog food. And along comes the wonderful miracle that is Rough Greens, created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. This green powder packed full of vitamins, minerals, probiotics. Put it on your dog's food. Watch your dog be healthier, live longer. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call 833-33- My dog. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And don't forget, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is coming soon. Get your emails in. Love, hate, death threats, Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those all in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do a bunch of emails tonight, shall we? Jesse, I had to pull over because I was laughing so hard. I think you've missed a few chalk doses. Oh, professional advice is leave the nipple alone for another week. It will be good and infected and the splinter will flow out. This is from a registered nurse. Well, first of all, I confided in you that story about having the splinter last night, and I was hoping that you would be so much nicer than you've turned out to be. Every single person who has emailed into the show, one, you all laughed. You were all laughing at me the whole time, and that's hurtful. You did. There were some suggestions that I thought were helpful. Like, that's a good suggestion from this lovely lady, a registered nurse. Some of you, especially the dudes, tell me to put duct tape on there and rip it off. What kind of a sick freak? You guys are, that's just not very nice. Jesse, as I listen to your TV show, why are you listening to the TV show? Aren't you watching the TV show? That doesn't make sense. What, Chris? Oh, I guess, okay, I guess maybe they podcast. Okay, whatever. As I listen to your TV show, oh, here we go. I love this. I feel offended you are calling Kamala Harris a communist just because of her policies. But never did you speak about Trump and how he inflated the economy. He gave money to unemployment without knowing where it would come from. Is it that men are so afraid of a woman being in charge? Okay. So I think first we need to just clear something up for this dirty communist who emailed in. Listen to me, communist. I don't care that you're offended. And it's not just because you're a communist. Because you're a communist, I don't care about anything you say, but you should know that even people on the right, and there have been many, who email the show offended by one of the various rude things I say, I tell them all the same thing. I don't care. The problem is you've been raised in a society where being offended has become currency. You are used to living in a society where you will tell someone that and you're used to getting action from them. You're used to your offense becoming an action item for someone else. But you are barking up the wrong tree with that stuff, Jack. I don't give a crap how offended you are. If you're offended, it's because you're either A, too sensitive, or B, insecure in what you believe. Did you know this, communists? Did you know that you can't possibly offend me? You know that? You could email in and say the worst things possible about me, my face, my balding head, my wife, my kids, my beliefs. You could insult my own mother and it wouldn't offend me even a little bit. It wouldn't bother me at all. And there are two reasons for this. One, because I think you are scum-sucking vermin and I don't care about anything you say. Two, I am so confident in the things I believe that your opinion of those things means nothing to me. Nothing. It's like, you ever seen an earthworm after it rains? You ever seen an earthworm trying to slither across the sidewalk after it rains, and instead it's shriveling up and it's laying there dying? I want you to imagine that earthworm develops a voice. And as you're walking by, the worm tries to tell you that it doesn't like your hair. How little you would care about the earthworm's opinion, that's how little I care about you being offended. Is that clear? I just want to make sure that is crystal clear. I don't care about you being offended. That's one. Two, you said you never speak about Trump and inflated the economy. I speak for 4 hours every day. 3 hours on the radio, 1 hour on television. And occasionally I'll put up little mini videos online. I'll be doing that a lot more. If you want to go subscribe to my YouTube or Rumble channel, just at youtube.com/JesseKellyDC or whatever it is, I'll be doing even more. But whatever. I speak for 4 hours a day. And so just allow me to lay this out. No matter who you are listening right now, be very, very careful ever saying to me, you never said, or you never say, because I say a lot. Are you sure I've never said anything about that? I've never said anything about the huge spending that happens under Republicans, the inflationary spending and money printing. Are you sure about that? No, you're not sure. But you decided to make a statement about something you weren't sure of. So you might want to not do that anymore. Clear? Savvy? See that? Look how nice that was, Chris. You got it. What? I was being nice. I educated that communist in the nicest possible way. That's who I am, Chris. You don't understand it. Allow me to explain what I do every day.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
Right. I'm keeping it popping, Chris. You won't know anything about popping. Dear Oracle, I watch your show daily. I love it. Please give us your take on Yuri Bezmenov, how he defected by living with the hippies, coming to the U.S. from India, and explaining the USSR 50 plan to defeat the United States from within. His name is Derek. Oh, Yuri Bezmenov. All right, so we talk about Yuri Bezmenov a lot on the show. I have actually a book for you you may find interesting. You may not, because it is a little long and a little too detailed, but the details are incredible. The book is called Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield. I read this book quite a while ago. In fact, I've read it twice. What it is, it really lays out the efforts from within the USSR to infiltrate the United States. Well, to infiltrate the West. I shouldn't say the United States. There's all kinds of British stuff in there. But to infiltrate the West. And I know your school teacher probably lied to you and told you Joe McCarthy was this paranoid nutball. But Joe McCarthy warned about the communist infiltration of this country, and if anything, he undersold it massively. Not only did the Soviets did it, they were very, very purposeful about what they did. Pretty revealing book. All right, let's talk about other things, shall we? As in, wait a minute, Mexico's busing the illegals to the border? Oh, wonderful. Before we do that, it's a dangerous country right now. It's dangerous walking to the car, walking your dog. It's dangerous in New York City. It's dangerous in Idaho. It's dangerous in Florida. It's dangerous in Washington because the government imports criminals and the domestic criminals we have are treated with kid gloves. So you have to take ownership of protecting yourself. We don't like thinking about that, but we do. Do you have something on you right now that will stop a bad man from knifing you in the chest? If you don't, then go get a Byrna pistol launcher right now. It's a non-lethal pistol launcher, so it's legal in all 50 states. That's the best part of it. No permits are needed, no background checks. Look at the reviews. SWAT teams around the country are using Byrna. B-Y-R-N-A. This thing will save your daughter's life, your life, your dad's life. Buy it and please, please carry it. I don't want you just to buy it and let it collect dust. Carry it. They have great carry options. You want 10% off? Byrna.com/Jesse. B-Y-R-N-A. Go. Save some money. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.